From the very beginning of human history, we have seen civilizations rise and fall based on their ability to feed their people. That's why food security is absolutely essential to national security. And it's why food and agriculture are such an important and unique part of our American economy. Not a day goes by that every one of us in this room is reminded of the importance of a safe, affordable, and abundant food supply. It can be easy for Americans to forget that food doesn't just show up in the grocery store. And sometimes I feel we have to remind people of that. It's a process that requires risk-taking, sound business practices, and a whole lot of hard work from the 16 million people whose jobs rely on agriculture. That's why the news of Shuangwei International's proposed purchase of Smithfield Foods, the largest purchase of a U.S. company by a Chinese firm, raises so many questions. Smithfield might be the first acquisition of a major food and agricultural company, but I doubt it will be the last. That's why we must take a long-term view of what is happening. We need to be having this conversation and evaluating what is in the best interest of American families and our American economy, because the importance of our food supply and security and safety cannot be underestimated. First is our approval process adequate to handle issues unique to food security and safety? Important question. This is a precedent-setting case, and we owe it to consumers and producers and workers to ensure we are asking the right questions and evaluating the long-term implications. Last week, Senator Cochran and I, along with a number of members of this committee, urged the Secretary of Treasury to include the USDA and the FDA in the review process of this transaction by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. And that's why we'll be meeting later today with officials from the Department of Treasury in conjunction with the Banking Committee so that senators can get briefed on the CFIUS process. We also ask that this be the process in the future for transactions involving the food supply. I firmly believe that economic security is part of our national security and that it should be considered when our government reviews foreign investment into the United States. Unlike other countries, the United States does not currently undertake such a review, and I believe that needs to change. Second, we need to evaluate how foreign purchases of our food supply will affect our economy broadly, and frankly, whether there's a level playing field when it comes to these kinds of business acquisitions. Could this sale happen if it were the other way around? Could Smithfield purchase Shuangwei? Based on what we have heard from many experts already, it sounds like the answer is no. I hope we can get some clarification on this point from our panelists today. We need to be evaluating the long-term market implications of this deal for American workers, pork producers, and the farmers who grow grain and feed ingredients. Despite the strength of America's pork sector, Smithfield has been struggling to make a profit, and yet Shuangwei is offering to pay a 30% premium for the company. That, to me, raises questions about economic motivations of the purchase. Is Shuangwei focused on acquiring Smithfield's technology, which was developed with considerable assistance from U.S. taxpayers? As with all of our food companies, Smithfield has benefited from years of public investments improving food rations, living conditions, environmental impact, food safety, and efficiency. Can we really expect increased access for our pork products in China, a country that already produces five times as many hogs as we do and uses barriers to keep U.S. pork out of their country? Can we expect that after the company has adopted Smithfield's excellent technology and practices, they will increase exports to Japan, our largest export market, in competition with U.S. products? Most importantly, will we see volatility in prices and other long-term economic impacts? In the short term, I know this deal looks good for our producers. This also needs to be a good deal in the long term. It's our responsibility to ask the right questions to make sure we're thinking in the long term about these issues. That's why we're here. One pork company alone might not be enough to affect our national security. But it's our job to be thinking about the big picture and the long term for American food security and economic security. Because as we all know in this committee, and we've all said so many times, food security is a part of our national security.